Appendix C, Force Projection Operations Considerations. Force Projection Threats. Force projection is the ability to project the military instrument of national power from the United States or another theater in response to requirements for military operations, JP3O. It is the military component of power projection and a central element of the national military strategy. Army organizations and installations linked with joint forces and industry form a strategic platform to maintain, project, and sustain Army forces wherever they deploy. Force projection operations are inherently joint and require situational understanding and detailed planning and synchronization. During force projection, peer threats can apply strategic and operational reach to contest Army deployments. In terms of the most dangerous COAs, they can employ devastating, lethal, and non-lethal capabilities across multiple domains. Gaining situational understanding of threat intentions and activities across force projection processes can present challenges for deploying units, since their assigned intelligence collection assets are transitioning from home station to forward theaters, and intelligence analysis may be focused on understanding threats in the forward theater operational areas. Peer threats possess the capability and capacity to observe, disrupt, delay, and attack United States forces at any stage of force projection, including while still positioned at home stations in the United States and while overseas. See FM3O. The Army relies on various interdependent infrastructures, most of which it does not own or operate. This makes the Army's domestic operations rely heavily on external resources susceptible to a multitude of lethal and non-lethal threat methods and capabilities leveraged across one or more domains. Leveraged threat methods and capabilities include, but are not limited to, conducting lethal and non-lethal attacks against units posturing for deployment, conducting persistent multi-domain information collection on Army forces, training, and installations, conducting information warfare operations against local communities, service members, DoD civilians, contractors, and soldiers' family members, targeted threats through social media, email, or other means designed to frighten and distract deploying soldiers and their families, cyberspace attacks against soldier and family member bank and credit agencies, impeding or disrupting access to personal funds, cyberspace attacks against civilian infrastructure, including transportation, supply, fuel, and navigation used to support military operations. Targeted strikes against defense communications infrastructure to disrupt communications between units, installations, and other unified action partners that assist deployment. Disinformation, dissemination, and misinformation support designed to undermine the legitimacy of or reduce support for United States government action. Incite civil unrest in local communities and along road and rail lines of communications that deploying forces need or plan to use to reach ports of embarkation. Reduce trust in future official communications from government, law enforcement, or military officials by releasing disinformation that appears genuine but contains incorrect or confusing information. Conducting infrastructure sabotage using pre-positioned agents in the United States homeland or theater. Peer threat objectives and advantages may not be immediately recognized, since the effects of peer threat activities may appear over prolonged time windows. By using a range of military and non-military activities, a peer threat can use various instruments of national power to further its interests and contest Army force projection processes. The adversary's use of diplomatic, information, economic, and military activities shape the OE well before armed conflict by gaining situational awareness of, detecting, and even deterring Army force projection processes. In crisis, peer threats may seek to delay or disrupt friendly forces moving from the United States homeland to overseas theaters long enough to achieve their goals in forward theaters. During armed conflict, peer threats may seek to inflict significant damage to or deny or defeat Army forces in the deployment phase or at home station before Army forces reach their assigned operational area or debarkation location. Army forces must evaluate the peer threat's ability to contest United States force deployment and home station activities in all domains and across the Army strategic contexts. Non-peer or opportunistic threats may attempt to detect, deter, delay, or defeat Army forces conducting CONUS and OCONUS force projection processes. These threats may be inspired or influenced by peer threats and attempt to take advantage of peer threat-associated contested deployment activities to advance their own goals. Peer threat, non-peer threat, or other opportunistic threat actions may use the same methods, making attribution difficult. Because threat forces may attempt to disrupt one or more force projection processes, G2/S2s must continuously leverage the intelligence enterprise to maintain visibility of potential threats to force projection processes in CONUS and OCONUS territories. Close collaboration between the deploying unit, the installation, appropriate federal, state, and local agencies, both government and law enforcement, and Army Reserve and Army National Guard elements is critical in mitigating threat activities leveraged to disrupt force projection. G2/S2s and other staff members must consider incorporating strategies into planning and training to mitigate the potential for threat activities during force projection. Key planning and training considerations include, but are not limited to, local, state, and federal authorities able to mitigate deployment disruptions, coordination and relationship building with local, state, and federal civilian law enforcement agencies to ensure effective movement control from port to port, understanding about critical infrastructure vulnerable to sabotage and unsuited for the movement of heavy equipment along surface, road, and rail lines of communications, using alternate railheads and marshaling yards, as well as multiple lines of communication to reach ports of embarkation, developing alternate surface transportation options to deliver unit equipment to a seaport of embarkation when rail service is degraded or disrupted, establishing fuel, maintenance, and rest locations along lines of communications, implementing a communications plan that informs the public while maintaining OPSEC, establishing specific cyberspace defenses for systems and associated data used to support movement. G2/S2s, in conjunction with the intelligence enterprise, perform IPO for threat activities associated with force projection processes. Additionally, G2/S2s conduct intelligence reach to AISE and theater intelligence units and organizations to inform deployment-related IPO and address information gaps concerning threats to movement into a specific theater. Conversely, AISE and theater intelligence units and organizations conduct activities to support their intelligence operations, analysis activities, and anticipated intelligence requirements for Army forces conducting force projection processes. AISE and theater intelligence units and organizations can support force projection processes by providing situational understanding of the threat's attempt to gain and/or maintain positions of relative advantage associated with force projection activities, detecting indicators of imminent threat activities, providing an understanding of enemy intentions, tracking enemy activities and capabilities across domains and dimensions. Intelligence support to force projection. Unstable conditions worldwide often reduce or limit the amount of time required to produce intelligence to meet contingency operation requirements. Therefore, MI units and staffs prepare for potential contingencies by building intelligence readiness daily, including their skills and systems expertise. When a unit receives a WARNO for deployment or is assigned a contingency mission, the unit conducts pre-mission analysis of the projected AOI. Built on a foundation of intelligence readiness, the intelligence warfighting function provides the commander with the intelligence needed to conduct force projection operations. Successful intelligence during force projection operations relies on continuous collection and intelligence production before and during the operation. During force projection operations, higher echelons provide intelligence to lower echelons until the early entry force secures the lodgment area. The J2 begins to set the theater, exercising judgment when providing information to subordinate intelligence staffs to avoid overwhelming them. Key planning considerations for intelligence in force projection include staying out front in intelligence planning, begin pre-mission analysis of the OE as soon as possible, develop a steady effort, prioritize information requirements to develop the initial intelligence requirements, identify intelligence training requirements, including augmentees, understanding how to get intelligence support, understand the combatant command and deployed force intelligence architecture, identify asset, sensor, and intelligence PED requirements, identify personnel augmentation requirements. Intelligence leaders anticipate, identify, consider, and evaluate all threats to the unit throughout force projection operations. This is critical during the deployment and entry operation stages of force projection. During these stages, the unit is particularly vulnerable to threat actions because of its limited combat power and knowledge of the AO. Therefore, intelligence professionals emphasize providing combat information and intelligence products that indicate changes to the threat or relevant aspects of the OE. Intelligence leaders should review available databases on assigned contingency areas, begin collaboration and pre-mission analysis of the OE, and develop initial IPO products concerning the AOIs. Comply with regulatory guidelines for conducting specific intelligence operations. Coordinate for and rehearse using the same communications protocols that the Joint Force, higher headquarters, and subordinate and lateral units use when deployed. Plan, train, and practice surging intelligence analysis on regionally aligned, likely, or developing contingencies. Prepare and practice coordination with other elements and organizations such as intelligence units and analytical elements, information operations officers, the United States Air Force SWO, see JP3-59 and AR-115-10, CA elements and units, see FM3-57, Military Information Support Operations elements and units, see FM3-53, Space Support Elements, see FM3-14, Special Forces Elements and Units, see FM3-05 and FM3-18, include the following as a part of daily sustainment operations, a linguist plan with proficiency requirements, training, individual and collective, including augmentees, appointed and trained foreign disclosure personnel. Establish formal or informal intelligence links, relationships, and networks to meet developing contingencies. Conduct analysis of threats, terrain and weather, and civil considerations, or submit RFIs in accordance with unit SOPs. Determine the need for additional civil considerations and socio-cultural research and pre-mission analysis of the OE. Establish statements of intelligence interests and develop production and warning requirements. Intelligence leaders support peacetime contingency planning with intelligence knowledge and IPO products and databases on likely contingency areas. Intelligence leaders with the G2/S2 and G3/S3 establish an information collection plan implemented upon alert notification. For a smooth transition from pre-deployment to entry, intelligence leaders must coordinate an intelligence architecture. To support information collection, the intelligence staff identifies requirements including collection assets providing support throughout the AOI, the intelligence PED required to support collection assets, including the use of expeditionary or reach intelligence PED to best support the requirements of the operation, command and support relationships, report and request procedures not covered in unit SOPs, deployment sequence of information collection personnel and equipment. Early deployment of key information collection personnel and equipment is essential for force protection and operations. The composition of initial and follow-on deploying assets is influenced by the mission variables, MET-TCI, availability of communications, and availability of lift. Communications architectures supporting both intelligence staffs and collection assets, friendly vulnerabilities to hostile intelligence threats, and plans for conducting force protection. The staff must begin this planning as early as possible to ensure adequate support to force protection of deploying and initial entry forces. TIPFED requirements. When necessary, the staff should recommend changes to priority of movement, unit, or capability to enable information collection. Intelligence leaders continually monitor and update applicable plans and orders to reflect the evolving situation, especially during crisis. National intelligence activities monitor regional threats worldwide and can answer some intelligence requirements supporting the development of plans and orders. Force projection subprocesses. Force projection is the enabler of the Army's expeditionary capability. It is a process that ultimately involves unified action. This requires organizing combat power through force tailoring, task organization, and mutual support. The five sub-processes of force projection are mobilization, deployment, employment, sustainment, redeployment. Mobilization. Mobilization is the process by which the armed forces of the United States, or part of them, are brought to a state of readiness for war or other national emergency, JP 4-05. This is also the point where the intelligence staff begins conducting the tasks required to set the theater. It assembles and organizes resources to support national objectives, see ADP 4-0. The intelligence staff updates estimates, databases, IPO products, and other intelligence products required to support command decisions on force composition and deployment priorities and sequence. Units reassess their collection requirements immediately after alert notification. The intelligence staff begins verifying planning assumptions within the O plan. The intelligence staff, with CI personnel support, provides force protection support and recommends anti-terrorism measures. During mobilization, intelligence leaders monitor intelligence reporting on threat activity, civil considerations, and warning data, manage information requirements and RFIs from the unit and subordinate units to include updating information collection planning, establish habitual training relationships with augmentation units and personnel, as well as higher echelon intelligence organizations identified in the existing O plan. Support augmentation units and personnel by preparing and conducting intelligence training and threat update briefings, and by disseminating intelligence. Identify information collection and intelligence PED force requirements for the different types of operations and contingency plans. Identify individual military, civilian, and contractor augmentation requirements. During mobilization, intelligence leaders, in conjunction with the rest of the staff, ensure the adequate equipping and training of MI organizations and individual augmentees that conduct intelligence operations. Predictive intelligence supports the decisions the commander and staff make regarding the size, composition, structure, and deployment sequence of the force. In a force projection operation, higher echelons provide intelligence for situation and target development to lower echelons until the tactical ground force completes entry and secures the lodgment area. The higher headquarters intelligence section may be reluctant to push everything down through tactical level intelligence channels due to the volume of the intelligence information available. Intelligence analysis systems provide the BCTS2 access to theater and national databases with the ability to collaborate with knowledge centers. Intelligence readiness training assists in ensuring intelligence professionals and assets can meet the unit's needs during operations. The G2/S2 must anticipate, identify, consider, and evaluate all potential threats to the entire unit throughout force projection operations. Throughout mobilization, unit intelligence activities provide deploying forces with the most recent intelligence on the contingency area. The intelligence staff also updates databases and situation graphics. Intelligence leaders fully understand the unit, higher headquarters, and joint force intelligence organizations, revise intelligence and intelligence-related communications architectures, and integrate any new systems and software into current architectures. Support 24-hour operations and provide continuous intelligence to include terrain and weather support, plan all required intelligence reach procedures, determine transportation availability for deployment as well as during deployment, determine all sustainability requirements, determine intelligence release requirements and restrictions and releasability to multinational and host nation sources, review status of forces agreements, rules of engagement, international law, intelligence sharing agreements, and other agreements, emphasizing the effect they have on intelligence collection. Coordinate with the staff judge advocate on these issues. Ensure deployment priorities for the collection assets and sensors, along with the required intelligence PED personnel, are reflected in the TIPFID to support information collection activities. Ensure intelligence links provide the early entry commander access to joint and Army all-source intelligence and collection assets, processing systems, and databases. Review the supported unit commander's specified tasks, implied tasks, task organization, intelligence scheme of support, and coordination requirements. address issues or shortfalls, and direct or coordinate changes, establish access to national databases and repositories for each intelligence discipline and complementary capability, as well as links to joint service, multinational, and host nation databases and repositories. Deployment. Deployment is the movement of forces into and out of an operational area, JP3-35. The joint deployment process is divided into four phases: deployment planning, pre-deployment activities, movement, and joint RSOI. The joint process includes a planning phase at the outset, whereas the Army considers planning to be woven through all phases. Moreover, the movement phase in the Army process occurs in two segments, fort-to-port and port-to-port. The Army and other services rely on the United States Transportation Command to provide the strategic lift to, through, and from strategic ports, both in CONUS and OCONUS. For doctrine on deployment, see ATP 3-35. A smooth and effective deployment is a challenge for intelligence staffs and MI units because of the many complex and technical aspects of intelligence support and intelligence operations. During deployment, intelligence organizations at the home station or deployed with the early entry force use the communications architecture and higher and lower intelligence organizations to provide graphic and textual intelligence updates to the forces en route. En route updates assist in reducing information gaps and allow commanders to adjust plans in response to changes in the situation before arriving at the operational area. During stability operations and other circumstances, intelligence transitions are conducted between arriving units and those that are redeploying. The three primary areas of intelligence transition are operations, targeting, technical oversight. Intelligence units extend established networks to connect intelligence staffs and collection assets at various stages of the deployment. Where necessary, units establish new communications paths to meet mission requirements. If deployed, the Joint Force, Theater Army, and Corps ACES have a critical role in providing access to and building out the intelligence architecture and in sharing intelligence databases to deploying forces. The Army relies on space-based capabilities and systems, such as global positioning satellites, communication satellites, weather satellites, cruise missile launches, and intelligence collection platforms. These systems are critical enablers for Army personnel to plan, communicate, navigate, and maneuver, provide missile warning, and protect and sustain Army forces. Planning and coordination of space support with national, joint, service, and theater resources occur through liaison with space and weather professionals. Space-enabled capabilities are key to supporting intelligence during deployment and employment by monitoring terrestrial AOIs to assist in revealing the threat's location and disposition, providing communications links between deploying forces, the United States, and its territories, permitting collection assets to determine their position accurately through the global positioning system, providing meteorological, oceanographic, and space environmental information and data that are processed, analyzed, and exploited to produce timely and accurate weather effects on operations, providing warnings of ballistic missile launches. Situation development dominates intelligence activities during early entry operations. The intelligence staff attempts to identify all threats to arriving forces and assist the commander in developing force protection measures. Pure threat capabilities, such as long-range strike and A2 and AD capabilities, create additional challenges to entry operations and freedom of movement. During entry operations, echelons above core organizations provide intelligence support, which includes providing access to the national intelligence and early deployment intelligence elements. The entire effort focuses on providing tailored support to deploying and deployed echelons in response to their intelligence requirements. Collection and processing capabilities are enhanced as assets arrive and build up in the AO, with emphasis on the buildup of the deployed capability required to conduct sustained information collection activities. Intelligence PED personnel are employed either through the deployment of PED with the Force Expeditionary PED or through Reach PED conducted in theater at sanctuary sites or from the locations within the United States. Liaison personnel, basic communications, and an initial intelligence architecture should be in place before the scheduled arrival of parent commands. When the senior Army headquarters arrives in the operational area, The Joint Force Intelligence Staff implements and, where necessary, modifies the theater intelligence architecture. Deploying intelligence assets establish liaison with staffs and deployed units. As more units deploy and complete RSOI, the amount of information collection units increases. Installations in the United States and its territories and other bases outside the operational area continue to support deployed units. Systems capable of rapid receipt and processing of intelligence from national systems and high-capacity, long-haul communication systems are critical to the success of intelligence reach and overwatch to a deployed force. These systems provide a continuous flow of intelligence to satisfy many operational needs. During entry operations, the intelligence staff monitors protection indicators, assesses the information collection effort, monitors intelligence reporting on threats and civil considerations, assesses push versus pull requirements of intelligence reach and overwatch, the effectiveness of the intelligence communications architecture, reporting procedures and timelines. Employment. Employment is the strategic, operational, and tactical use of forces, JP5O. Intelligence and information collection support operations by understanding and answering the commander's requirements. They focus primarily on supporting the commander's situational understanding, targeting, and protection requirements. Good planning and preparation can ensure a smooth transition from deployment to employment and from employment through sustainment to redeployment. Sustainment. Sustainment is the provision of logistics, financial management, personnel services, and health services support necessary to maintain operations until successful mission completion, ADP-4-0. The intelligence warfighting function must both support friendly force sustainment, which is often vulnerable to threat attack, and sustain intelligence support and intelligence operations. Supporting sustainment is similar to supporting other force projection sub-processes, and is discussed in other portions of this publication. Sustaining intelligence support and intelligence operations is broad and can be complex. Aspects of sustaining intelligence can include IEW collection systems maintenance, intelligence architecture and PED maintenance and logistics, providing and maintaining the appropriate numbers and skill levels of intelligence professionals in many situations, low-density specialties, contract support, including linguists, port, railhead, airhead, or transshipment operations, convoy operations and resupply of the different classes of supply, medical support and casualty evacuation, mortuary affairs. Redeployment. Redeployment is the transfer of forces and materiel to home and/or demobilization stations for reintegration or outprocessing, ATP 3-35. This definition differs from the joint definition. As with deployment, there is a requirement to conduct an intelligence transition from the redeploying unit to the deploying unit. A well-prepared intelligence transition ensures a smooth and seamless transition between units. As combat power and resources decrease in the operational area, protection and warning become the focus of the commander's intelligence requirements. This drives the selection of those assets that must remain deployed until the end of the operation and those that may redeploy earlier. The G2/S2 monitors intelligence reporting on threat activity and warning data, continues to conduct intelligence support to protection, requests information collection support, combatant command and national systems, and intelligence to support redeployment. After redeployment, MI personnel and units recover and return to pre-deployment activities. Information collection units resume contingency-oriented peacetime intelligence operations. The intelligence staff prepares after-action reports and lessons learned, monitors intelligence reporting on threat activity and civil considerations for contingencies, updates or consolidates databases, maintains intelligence readiness, provides input to the force design update process to refine modified tables of organization and equipment and to evaluate the need for individual mobilization augmentee personnel, submits organizational needs requests. Homeland defense and defense support of civil authorities considerations. While Army forces are preparing to deploy during crisis or armed conflict against a peer threat, other units may be tasked to support Homeland Defense or DISCA.
The circumstances that lead to national authorities directing the deployment of army forces may also necessitate operations to simultaneously defend the United States homeland or support civil authorities, see FM3O. Homeland defense is the protection of United States sovereignty, territory, domestic population, and critical infrastructure against external threats and aggression, or other threats as directed by the President, JP3-27. Defense support of civil authorities is support provided by United States federal military forces, DoD civilians, DoD contract personnel, DoD component assets, and National Guard forces when the Secretary of Defense, in coordination with the governors of the affected states, elects and requests to use those forces in Title 32 United States Code status in response to requests for assistance from civil authorities for domestic emergencies, law enforcement support, and other domestic activities, or from qualifying entities for special events. DODD 3025.18. Homeland Defense and DISCA are critical to successful force projection operations. A peer threat's ability to impact the United States homeland through lethal and non-lethal means across the strategic contexts has increased due to reliance on technology that is susceptible to threat capabilities. The G2/S2s must be aware of threats against the United States homeland with the potential to impact their unit's operations. Homeland Defense and DISCA operations are conducted in a complex OE that contains layers of different jurisdictions, federal, state, territorial, tribal, and local, many agencies and organizations, the private sector, and several allies and multinational partners. See FM3O. Within the same city, Army forces may be simultaneously conducting different missions, each with distinct authorities and requirements. This could include adjacent units conducting deployment preparation activities, Homeland Defense missions as directed by the United States Northern Command or United States Indo-Pacific Command, DISCA to support the Department of Homeland Security or other organizations. During crisis and armed conflict, Army forces allocated to the combatant commander will likely conduct Homeland Defense and DISCA missions simultaneous to enable Army force projection processes. For Army intelligence forces conducting Homeland Defense and DISCA, intelligence staffs and units must reference specific intelligence mission and authorities detailed in Homeland Defense-related OPORDS and their associated Annex B intelligence. These intelligence Homeland Defense-related intelligence missions are informed by guidelines for Theater Army, Corps, Division, and BCT intelligence staffs and units, see Chapter 6. Forward theater intelligence activities greatly contribute to Homeland Defense. In addition to assessing threats in forward theaters, Army intelligence staffs, units, and organizations worldwide have a significant role in detecting, deterring, and preventing attacks against the United States. Forward theater intelligence staffs, in coordination with intelligence staff supporting Homeland Defense, must establish intelligence handover lines and other approved control measures and procedures to lessen the possibility of gaps in coverage to detect threats against the United States homeland. Interorganizational cooperation is critical to Homeland Defense. The success of interorganizational cooperation hinges on timely and accurate information and intelligence for decision-making. Information sharing environment should include as many essential participants as possible, with the understanding that not all can participate in a collaborative environment. When possible, a collaborative intelligence sharing environment should be capable of generating and disseminating intelligence, operational information, and orders where needed in the shortest time possible. Army intelligence units conducting Homeland Defense should anticipate sharing intelligence with Army units during force projection processes. Theater Army ACES and JTF/JFLIC level Joint Force Intelligence Operations Centers have a critical role in making intelligence assessments available to deploying forces, see ATP 2-91.7 and ADP 3-28. Intelligence units may conduct analysis of and intelligence collection against peer threats or foreign intelligence-related opportunist threats impacting DoD DISCA missions, and in certain instances provide situational awareness, damage assessments, or incident awareness and assessments according to Secretary of Defense authorization and Combatant Command DISCA-related mission orders, See ATP 2-91.7. Note, for Army Intelligence Forces conducting Homeland Defense and DISCA, intelligence staffs, units, and organizations must reference specific intelligence mission and authorities in Homeland Defense-related OPORDs and associated Annex B intelligence in order to ensure compliance with DoD intelligence activity guidance.